USA News Update. The Biden administration is tossing around the idea of releasing intelligence it believes shows that China is considering a way to supply weapons and support Russia's invasion in Ukraine. The discussion on public disclosure is ahead of Friday's United Nations Security Council meeting, marking the one-year anniversary since the invasion. A formal warning was delivered over the weekend in Munich to Wang Yi, China's senior foreign policy official, by Western powers. Former President Trump criticized the federal response to the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, as a betrayal during a visit to the village where residents and local leaders are increasingly frustrated with the minimal federal response.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.